Hi, this is Olivier from Microsoft Open Technology. I want to show you a couple of new features that MS OpenText is contributing to Apache Cordova, actually to one of the plugins called the Contacts plugin. So this plugin is not part of the core set of plugins of Cordova that deal with is common across all the platforms. But the Contacts plugin is definitely used a lot from your app if you want to use a search through or pick contacts from what the phone has to offer, the platform, whether it's Windows Phone, iOS, or Android. It's a pretty useful plugin. Let me just create a new project and I will show you and tell you what features we've been adding to this great plugin. So the first thing I need to do using the Cordova CLI tool to show you a short demo is to create a new Cordova app. So I'm going to use the Cordova Create Demo Contacts apps. I'm going to move into that folder, and I will add to get started a few couple of platforms. Cordova platform, add Windows Phone 8, and I'm also going to add Android UCF to emulators here. Cordova platform, add Android. Obviously, that works in Windows 8, works on iOS, and so you can do that for yourself. Okay, it's been created. So the next thing I need to do now is to add the plugin itself. So with the Cordova command line tool, I can do Cordova plugin add, and whether I go and use the domain name that you can find in the plugins.cordova.io site that lists all the plugins, or in my particular case, actually, I'm going to use a specific branch of our GitHub repo because we're still in work in progress here for a couple of things. So basically, I'm gonna add the plugin from a local folder on my machine. But at the end of the day, the objective will be to have that as into the main plugin. So you will just have to do Cordova plugin add org.apache.cordova.contacts. So here I have my my project has been prepared. What I need to do is edit the web code now in order to start playing around with the index file and do something interesting with it. So let me open the index file. And so you can see something. I'm going to zoom in. And this is the default Cordova app. I will add a couple things here. I'm going to add a input and also a button in order to search stuff. So I'm going to do copy paste here. It's going to be faster. You can see an input element of type text, and its ID is search input. The second one is a button. The name is search contacts. And on mouse up, it's going to call the app.findContact function. I'm going to edit in a second. It's going to show search in the button itself. Obviously, we want to show search results. So here there's a div, the ID is search results, and I'm going to display some text. That's fairly simple. Now, what I want to edit is the index file, the index.js file, sorry. So that is where the code sits, the JavaScript code. You have the basic on-device ready received event functions. What I need to add myself is the find contacts function and an on success and on error functions. These ones are these functions that will allow me to call that find contacts from the plugin and then display the results. So the find contact function here, I'm actually getting the value from the input element, which is the name we want to search, and I will ready the div for the output, saying that I'm searching for that specific name right now before I start the search. And what I can do now is prepare the options for the search. And we have that object contact find options type that actually I'm creating. I'm adding a filter. The filter is the name to search. If I zoom, people will see better. I allow for multiple results. And here is what's new here and what MS OpenText has been contributing. So far, you would get the list of contacts with all the content, all the fields for all the contacts. That can be a lot of data, considering now mobile platforms have a lot of information for each of your contacts. Now, with that specific attribute to the function, parameter to the function, you can define which fields you want to get back so that the find function does not populate all the fields in the context. So that is more efficient in terms of memory and really narrows it down to what you need. So here I'm defining that I'm looking for the display name and the name. And I call the context find function. And on success, I call the onSuccess app. We're going to see in a second. If there's an error, I saw the error. This is the fields attribute, the options attribute. On success, I have a context collection that I can look at the length and display it. And then for each of these contacts, I'm going to add them to my list in my div, in my search result div. In case of error, I'm just going to display the type of error, right? So here we are. I edited my two files. Now back to my command line, I can build for Windows Phone 8. And I'll be able to build also for Android. Let me close this window so we'll see what's happening. Let me build for Android. It's going to take a couple seconds more. Okay. So while it's building the Android one, I want to show you on my Windows Phone 8 device, I have these two contacts in my contacts list. Let me see what's happening on Android. I have these two same contacts, right? This is my wife and myself. Okay, so the build is successful on both platforms. Let me go back to the home screen for both. And now let me emulate on the Windows Phone 8 first. It deploys to the emulator and will have my search button and text input. So if I search for our family name, I can hit search. I found two contacts, it lists them here. I can search for my first name, search, it found one contact, here we go. Right, pretty sleek, pretty easy, few lines of JavaScript code, and I can access the native contacts list. Let me do the same thing on Android, emulating the same application on Android right now. So exact same web code, right? So I call the same navigator .contacts.find function. I don't have to deal with specificities of each of the platforms. That's the beauty of Cordova. It actually abstracts the native layers and exposes a web interface to it. So the JavaScript interface. So the APK has been generated. It will be deployed to the emulator. And once I can run it, which is a bit longer because my machine is actually running both emulators side by side, and the Windows Phone emulator takes the exclusivity of the Hyper-V virtualization engine. Therefore, the Android emulator is just running as a software simulator, I would say, so it's way slower. But if you want to optimize that, you can simply deactivate the Hyper-V in Windows, reboot the machine, and then leverage the Android tools to take advantage of the virtualization hardware. So here, same thing, I'll be able to do a search. So let me capture a name. And hit search. It is searching for the first name and displaying the contact. So we have the exact same application, works the exact same way. All good. So here's another thing I want to do right now. So another feature we've been adding to the contacts plugin. So the one thing that Windows does well is allow applications to take advantage of the native UI. So let's imagine you want to pick a contact. Today, using the Cordova plugin, what you need to do is load the full list of contacts into your application memory and then expose it to the application user for him to pick. And then eventually, you'll be able to have that contact picked. So let me do that. Let me actually show you how that new function called pick contact allows you to have the user pick a single contact from the native UI contacts list. And on each of the platforms, it's going to adapt. So this function is actually called pick contact and it's part of this plugin. And what I need to pass as a parameter, the first one is the result if things go right, and a function, a callback function for where for when things go wrong. So when things go right, I receive a contact element that I'm going to display. It's pretty simple. Let me add a button that will take advantage of that feature into my UI. All right, it's going to be a pretty easy one. It's a button. It's going to be sitting here. And its name is PickContacts, and it calls the PickContacts function. Right? Once again, now I need to recompile. Cordova build is going to be for both platforms. This is while it's building, so it's very interesting to see how we can enhance the experience. There are tons of things that are coming from the various mobile OSs that are very interesting. The way you can integrate that native contacts or people hub, in that case for Windows Phone, or contactless on Android is very very cool for the final user, and therefore makes your Cordova app even more immersed in terms of experience. Let me emulate the Windows Phone 8 now. It's been rebuilt with the new web code that should add that pick contact button into my application. There we go. So I have that pick, and what it does, it actually shows me the list of contacts on my phone. Let me pick myself, and it picked contact Olivia Block. So that, you see, it's working really well. And it used a native UI. I didn't have to gather the list of contact and put them in memory and then display in a list view of my own or whatnot. It's pretty straightforward. Let me share it works on Android. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier on, it would work the same way on iOS, same way on Windows 8. So here is the application deploying on Android. Takes a second or two. So here is the app, it's coming up. I have this new button pick I'm going to hit. It shows me the native, you know, contacts page, and I can here from this native page, find a contact and can select one of them. Once I've selected the contact, it's going to go back to my application and display the one I picked. That's pretty useful. Once again, you've just seen how you can leverage these new features, the desired fields for a search within the contacts in the contacts plugin for Cordova. And the second one, which is that new feature, which is, let's say, inspired by the way Windows integrates the experience of the apps into the OS, so the pick function, pick contact function within the contacts plugin. Thanks for watching this.